In his first epistle, chapter 2, verse 9, St. Peter addresses all of those who believe in the Lord Jesus. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Every single man, woman, and child who has been immersed into the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ becomes priest, prophet, and king through saving faith come alive through the watery tomb of baptism. A priest offers sacrifice. As Paul wrote the Romans, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. The priesthood of the faithful, offering the sacrifice of their lives in union with the living God, is a real priesthood which offers a real sacrifice. When the same Paul writes his younger co-worker in the vineyard, Timothy, who had been set apart by the laying on of hands and the invocation of the Holy Spirit for the apostolic ministry, the apostle to the Gentiles proclaims quite clearly, there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I'm not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. So let me get this straight. Jesus is the mediator between God and man because he is both the priest who offers the sacrifice and the victim who is sacrificed. The believer in Jesus unites the sacrifice of his life with that of Jesus, and so is also a priest, but not a mediator. So, Daniel, I'm going to ask you a very serious question this morning. What do we need you for? What does the church need men who wear Roman collars and are set apart by the sacrament of holy orders for anyway? Paul, the zealous persecutor of Christians, turned into the most eloquent defender of the crucified God, wrote the Colossians, "In my flesh, I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church." From among the common priesthood of the baptized faithful, some men are called, chosen, and consecrated to identify in a particular and very precise way with the eternal high priesthood of the one mediator and advocate, Jesus Christ. And that way, Reverend and dear Father, is the way of the cross. Friday evening, you are deputed by and on behalf of our Holy Mother, the Church, to offer sacrifice for the living and the dead. You were conformed in a special way to Christ. Not in a general way as the new Adam who restores fallen humanity to its original glory, but to image the suffering Christ. On Friday night, you had your hands anointed with that wonderful smelly oil with balsam in it called chrism. And I want you to think about how that oil is made, right? It's mashed, it's pressed, it's squeezed. And that's the life of a priest. This mashing, this pressing, this squeezing out everything that is not the power of the Holy Spirit. In a few moments, you are going to take bread and wine in your hands, and the Holy Spirit will descend upon those spotless oblations to transform them into what are no longer things, but the very redeeming action of Christ as the one perfect sacrifice of Calvary becomes present again in an unbloody fashion, because Jesus said, "Do this in memory of me," and on obedience you answered the call of the hierarchical church to do it. God spoke. And so it was. God spoke creation into being at his word. And he speaks re-creation into being with this word incarnate who hides under the sacramental veils of bread and wine. The pain and suffering of the passion and cross are no more. The living one dies no more. But in his providential plan, he invites his ministerial priests to be living images in this world of death to the world, so that through that Passover to glory, we can have hope that we may all follow. You were conformed to that image by the promises you made at your ordination. But the fruitfulness of that yes will manifest only insofar, brother, as you suffer with the world to give them hope of heaven and life beyond the grave. But today feels more like Palm Sunday than Good Friday, doesn't it? Just as throngs of happy pilgrims greeted the Lord with hosannas and hymns of praise, this church is filled to the brim with so many of your family and friends and seekers of truth. Why? Because they want to see Jesus in you. And they know they can and will if you let Jesus shine through you. The incredible possibilities of what you can do with this continual, daily, constant, ever-present fiat. That hope has us all here. There is not a king, a celebrity, a scientist, a world leader that can compete with that. Now, Father, I know how much you love St. Alphonsus Liguori, so I'm going to let him explain it because he can do it a lot better than I can. The sacerdotal dignity is the most noble of all the dignities in this world. Nothing, says St. Ambrose, is more excellent in this world. It transcends, says St. Bernard, all the dignities of kings, of emperors, and of angels. According to St. Ambrose, the dignity of the priest far exceeds that of kings, as the value of gold surpasses that of lead. The reason is because the power of kings extends only to temporal goods and to the bodies of men. The power of the priest extends to spiritual goods and to the human soul. Hence, says St. Clement, as much as the soul is more noble than the body, so much is the priesthood more excellent than royalty. Princes, says St. John Chrysostom, have the power of binding, but they bind only the bodies, while the priest binds the souls. The kings of the earth glory in honoring priests. It is a mark of a good prince, says Pope St. Marcellinus, to honor the priest of God. They willingly, says Peter de Blois, bend their knee before the priest of God. They kiss his hands and with bowed head receive his benediction. The sacerdotal dignity, says St. Chrysostom, effaces the royal dignity. Hence the king inclines his head under the hand of the priest to receive his blessing. No pressure. My friend, do you know who you are now? I encourage you to think about it. But don't think about it too much, because your heart would burst with fear, anxiety, wonder, and praise all at the same time, and I need someone to roll me around the old priest home. Okay? You're going to think about this when you watch before the repository on Holy Thursday in the upper room. Those moments in which you will have the overwhelming desire to get as close to Jesus as you can, to lay your tired and confused head on the heart of the Redeemer like St. John at the Last Supper. And then there will be those thoughts that come when everyone you love and care for seems to be sleeping, like they can't be bothered or don't care, and all you got is a few last drops of blood and tears staining your face, because it's just you and Jesus alone in the Garden of Gethsemane that may not even have any flowers to make the stench of evil smell less awful. And then you're going to be so spent, feeling like you have nothing else that you could possibly give, when one day you're going to want to rip that collar off and throw it to the garbage, because the vows of your ordination, which one day were so sweet, now burden you like a torture device, and you feel like you can't even breathe. That day's not today. I hope you will never, ever have to drink of the chalice of that suffering. But you know what? If you have been called to imitate your master and commander in everything, gird your loins and get ready for it, because it's coming. Because that day, with your free will, you will have to choose to stay nailed to a cross that you did not choose. And when everything seems lost and there's nothing else left to give, that's when you know you're a real priest and not a man in the mirror looking back at you who's play-acting in a role that was never ultimately going to give you the praise of a world which is passing away. You will make up for in your own body, your own soul, your own priesthood, for what is lacking in the passion of Christ. So by participating in his sacrifice, the grace of Almighty God can give others life where you choose to die. And you just wait. You just watch out. Because the earth is going to start to move. And veils separating heaven and earth will rip. And new life will start springing up all over the place. And there will be a mighty wind and tongues of flame dancing all over this church of ours. And thanks be to God. Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who is slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." Today, Father, you celebrate your first Mass with us as your parish family. And one day, hopefully many, many, many moons hence, you're going to kiss that altar for the last time. Remain in peace, O holy altar of God. I hope I return to you in peace. May the offering I have received from you be for the forgiveness of my faults and the remission of my sins, that I may stand without shame or fear before the throne of Christ. I do not know if I shall be able to return to you again to offer another sacrifice. I leave you in peace. You will appear before the seat of mercy as angels usher you into a presence that you have felt but will not yet have seen. And those angels are going to be singing, "You are a priest forever, according to the line of Melchizedek." And Melchizedek and Aaron and Abel and the apostles and the martyrs and the Blessed Mother are going to bring you to the one moment to end all moments and by which all moments are judged. May you persevere to that happy day. So Jesus, the joy of your youth, the lover of your soul, may embrace you. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into your joy.